It's a big week, you know, you just gotta take every opportunity like it's your last, you know, prepare as you always do, and when your name's called, you gotta make the best of it.
When do you allow yourself to think about that stuff? Like, I mean, that's, you know, if how long ago did you have that conversation with yourself about, hey, live in the moment, and was that something you did back at OTAs, like, how did you kind of keep...
Oh, OTAs, yeah, I mean, you can't think like that, I would say, you just gotta do everything you can, you know. Out of your power, just perform the best of your ability when your name's called.
How far do you feel like you've come?
Oh, I've come far. Coach Chris and the rest of the vets have brought you along. You know, you got to take one day at a time and then just take it from there. You know, just follow your leaders like Ziggy and Lodi and them. Zettel, they prepare a lot for us and they helped.
Is there, I don't want to say optimism, but because there's a unique situation obviously here on the defensive line with what's going on. Much more of an opportunity does it create for guys like yourself in this position?
You know, it's guys got to step up. You know, when your name's called, you have to go out and do your job, and that's what we're here for, to win games and put yourself in a situation to play to the best of your ability.
It has to be a range of emotions. You get drafted, you get in here, you get your feet wet in OTAs and the mini camp and stuff like that, and now you're going through. How do you regulate that? Do you even?
No, it's just excitement. You know, you're just playing football. It's our game. We love it, and that's what we do. You know, you just got to keep on playing, do what you're coached to do every day, and play for the team.
What would it mean?
It's a little early in the week. Have you gotten any indication on how much time you may be able to see on Thursday?
Oh, that's out of my hands, so I'm just going to prepare like I always do and then just go from there.
How much would it mean to you to make this 53-man roster?
Oh, I mean the world. You know, people have been only get limited opportunities like this, so I'm going to make the best of it.
How difficult was it to play rotationally when that's something you didn't do in college? You were, you know, just part of the rotation.
I would say you have to stay loose at all times. You know, you have to be aware in the game, take mental reps so you don't mess up. And I would just say, just being active when your name's called. Just do what you always do. Prepare the best that you can, and just go out there and play.
Is it a little different, though?
Yeah, it's a big difference. A little different.
What's one area where you feel like you're noticeably better now than when you got here?
I would say just defeating run blocks. You know, Coach Chris gets on us for that, and it's something that we must always do, especially for our defense. You just have to attack, 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 and that's something that I've improved drastically on.
You mentioned Coach Chris. What's it like to play for Chris Ward?
Oh, it's awesome. You know, a lot of energy. You know, you have to bring your best foot forward every day. You know, he expects a lot from you, your full potential. So he brings it out of us every day.
That voice, how does he not lose it?
I have no idea. It's unbelievable. It's awesome, though.
Caldwell says that Chris is able to really bring the best out of guys. He's always finding hidden gems on the defensive line. Why do you think that is? What is it about him?
His energy, you know, he expects a lot from you, and he coaches you as hard as he can. It doesn't matter who you are, he's going to coach you the same. And he just expects a lot from you, and players feed off of that.